calling Prospect Medical and ProMed Healthcare's Concierge Connection. If this is a life-threatening emergency, hang up and dial 911. For instructions in English, please press 1.
Para instrucciones en español, oprima el número 2.
Yo hoy no tengo ningún problema.
한국어는 4번을 눌러주시기 바랍니다.
For all other languages, please press 5. For instructions in English, please press 1.
Para instrucciones en español, oprima el número 2.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Your call may be recorded for quality or training purposes.
Thank you for your time. After speaking with your customer service representative, please stay on the line for a brief survey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Medical Group's customer service. This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. My name is Linda. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Linda. My name is James Driscoll, and I, too, call, record my calls. I record all my calls on my cell device. We're obligated to do that. I have a note that I wrote, and I don't know the date that I wrote this, so I'm not sure if the business has been taken care of. My name is James Driscoll, and I don't know what you mean. Maybe my Humana card or something. I don't know exactly why you called.
Can I get your date of birth, please?
Yeah, September 1st, 1965.
Thank you. And you're saying somebody called you?
This is in my own writing. I didn't put a date, and it says Upland Prospect Medical Group. That's all it says. So I don't know if I've already talked about this or not. I just want to follow up. I'm trying to actually find a new doctor. So.
Okay. And can I get a callback number for you, please?
Yes, 909-763-8481.
That's different than what we have on file. Can you verify your address?
Yeah, I can verify the number. It's 909-882-8759.
Thank you. Would you like to add an email to your profile?
Not at this time.
Okay. So I'm seeing that there was a welcome call made to you on July 14th.
Okay. That was... I'm assuming that this message was a prior to that, that I wrote myself, that I was supposed to call you guys, and you ended up calling me. I'm assuming.
It could be. But I don't... Yeah, because I don't see any other activity
in
your profile.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
In that call that I had, that you called me, I told the operator that I was not aware of the change in my profile, that I have some sort of other provider or whatever it is. Can you explain exactly what has happened here and who you are so I know what I need to do to get a doctor?
So what we are is an independent physicians association, and your health plan signed you up with us.
Okay.
We process the authorizations and claims on behalf of your health plan.
Okay.
And what type of doctor are you looking for? Like, you need a new primary care provider or you need a specialist of some sort?
I need both. What has happened is my Humana... process, the procedures, is that I have to assign a new primary doctor. And the doctor that I assigned in June, the one that I think puts you into the transfer of you guys onto my record, I was very dissatisfied with. I'll explain it to you so you know and understand. I never actually saw the doctor. He never came into the room. He was some sort of, out in the other room. I was seeing some nurse. And then in the whole end of this, it was local to my home here. It was in the same town. But when it came to their recommendations of lab companies to go to for the labs that they were requesting, I live in San Bernardino, and they are telling me that I have to drive all the way out to Lancaster, which is a good almost an hour drive from here. And that was my only option. Now, that means that all of their patients have to go there, or if it was just me individually, I do not know. So I felt very uneasy. So I'm going through this process again, and if I have to change from you guys, I do not know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have a consult the consultation person that is handling my account now, and she, at the time I transferred this, was not, there was no person there. And she has recommended three separate doctors. How do I know, because I really don't want to go through a process of having my medical records all screwed up, you know, and constantly changing. How do I know that the doctor is signed up with your group?
Okay, so you had, let me understand this. You had like a broker assist you?
It's a consult person that actually okay. works for Humana. I don't know what her actual role
is. I see. Okay, so for the, unfortunately, sir, I have to transfer you to a different department. The department that called you to welcome you into the group, they're the ones that would be the ones to assist you okay. with changing your primary care provider. So I'm going to get you over to them. It's called our member relations department. Before I transfer you, though, was there anything else that I could assist you with, and did you need a reference number for our conversation?
No, I don't need a reference okay. number for you. You might as well put it in there since the calls are being recorded, so that would be fine.
Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and connect you over to member relations. Just one moment.
Call reference number, you said?
Yes. Oh, I thought you did not want that. Okay.
I changed my mind, so go ahead.
Okay. Just one moment. I'm still putting one note in.
Okay.
That's going to be 3501566.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
Okay. You're welcome. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Your call may be recorded for quality or training purposes. Thank you for your time. After speaking with your customer service representative, please stay on the line for a brief survey. Your call is important to us. Please hold for the next available representative. Did you know you can find a doctor, urgent care center, hospital, or other services online by visiting our website? Simply go to www.prospectmedicalsystems.com and click on the member button. You can also log into our patient neighborhood member portal to check on your referral status and other information about your account. For more information, please ask the next member services representative about patient neighborhood.
That's probably what it was. In his department.
Thank you for your patience. We are currently experiencing a higher than normal call volume. If you do not wish to remain on hold, please press 1 to receive an automatic callback from the next available representative without losing your place in line. Or, for general inquiries, referral status, or claim status, you can email us at memberservices@prospectmedical.com. We will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, excluding weekends and holidays. You may also continue to hold for the next available representative. Members, did you know you can find a doctor, urgent care center, hospital, or other services online by visiting our website? Simply go to www.prospectmedicalsystems.com and click on the member button. You can also log into our patient neighborhood member portal to check on your referral status.
Thank you for calling member services. This is your medical group. This call may have you monitor recorder for quality and training purposes. May I place you on a brief hold please while I finish my previous call?
Yeah, just know that I'm also call recording this. I call record all my calls, so it has nothing to do with you specifically.
Yes, please hold. Was Ella, did you say? No, Eva. Eva,
okay. I'm James Driscoll. I'm trying to find a new primary doctor down here in town, you know, that's local here in town. And I'm not sure if I have a assigned person to my case to do this, you know, a consult, or anything on my Humana plan. So, necessary to get the process going so I can get a new primary, please.
And what is your last name?
Driscoll, D-R-I-S-K-I-L-L.
And date of birth?
September 1st,
1965. Okay. Can you please verify your address?
3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your phone number, please?
The phone number on record is 909-882-8759, but that's not the number I'm calling from.
Okay, perfect. Well, you show that you have a primary care doctor already assigned to you, Dr. Aurora.
Yeah, I was not satisfied. I'll tell you why. When I had the first appointment, he never actually showed up into the room. It was all carried on by this phone call conversation, and I think he was just in the other room because there was some exchanges that occurred that I was aware of outside of the direct vision. So the doctor had no actual need to have this remote interface. I was just in the room, in the other room. Then what happened, it just carried on. I was there for about 20 or 30 minutes, whatever it was. And this is local to my home here, same zip code. And then they sprang on me the following, the lab company that they were signed up with or whatever, from San Bernardino would be an hour drive to Lancaster. And I said, that is applying to all of your patients? I can't believe that. So I think he was basically singling me out, but I can't prove it. But he handed me a paper that basically said, these are our available lab companies and locations, and none were local. They were very, very weird. I've never had that experience before. So I'm finding a new primary doctor.
Okay, so let me check in our system, doctors near you, and just so you know, you do have the right to file a grievance with your health plan in regard to this doctor, okay?
Many things, so it's all the strangeness, something that doesn't normally happen, so it's fine.
Okay, and you want someone that is close to your zip code, correct?
Yeah, and then I have HIV that I need to have specialized in infectious disease specialist being referred from the doctor after the provider. And I've looked up from the government website, and there are 20 providers in town. Now, I don't know who signed up in which plan or whatever, but there is absolutely nothing that would make this doctor recommend a place all the way in Pomona. And this seems to be really strange. So all of this needs to be reset. And I need to put into the command, the patient need here, that I need a local primary and a local specialist HIV care. And if I do not get that, I'm going to have to change my health care plan to something other than Humana.
Okay, no problem. So let me place you on hold, and then I can give you some names, if you like, of the primary care doctors around you, okay? Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Do you have a couple choices or what?
Okay, yes.
Okay, let me write them down. I'm going to call them up specifically and ask these questions very specifically to them. So I'd like three of them, please. Damn it, my pen is working. I have a pen that is halfway working. What's wrong with that? This one. That one's working. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so his first name is B as in boy, A L, B as in boy, I R.
Okay, B A what?
L as in Larry.
Okay.
B as in boy, okay. I R.
I R, okay.
And that's the first name, and the last name is N as in Nancy, okay. A as in apple, double T as in Tom.
Okay, Nat?
Yes.
Okay.
And his phone number is 909.
Okay.
881.
All right.
7320.
Okay, and where is he working?
He's at 742 West Highland Avenue.
Okay.
In San Bernardino. He's less than a mile from you.
I know where it is. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
That's one.
And then this is a female doctor.
Okay.
And let me see. I think she's in the same office, she's not in the same office. Okay, so she's 3 miles from you, actually.
That's fine. Anything within 5 miles is fine.
And the phone number is 909.
Okay.
381.
Okay.
8983.
All right.
And her first name is D as in dog.
Okay.
A, M as in Mary, A, Y, A, N, T-H-I.
The T-H-I, T is in Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the first name. And the last name is D-S and David.
Right.
U-R-A-I.
Okay.
R-A-J. All together.
Okay, so it's D-U-R-A-I-R-A-J.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's located at 7576 Sterling Avenue.
Okay. Sterling Avenue. All right. And the next one?
Let's see. Is 5 miles okay?
5 miles is okay. I just said that, so I'll take that. That's fine.
Okay. So it is. His first name is Richard.
Okay.
And last name is K-A-N.
K-A-N.
G-A-H.
G-A-H.
And his phone number is 909.
Okay.
864.
All right.
1006.
Okay.
And he's at 3606 Highland Avenue.
I have to start over.
36.
Okay.
06.
All right.
Highland Avenue.
All right. And I think this is going to happen in a zip code or something. It's not, if it's 5 miles away, it's probably in Highland and not in San Bernardino, right?
Yes, yes, it's in Highland. Okay. Zip code is 92346.
Okay. And now, when I get there, and I'm, not, like I said, the doctor of the last primary changes it up that the lab is more than, you know, almost a mile or an hour away. It's from the distance from San Bernardino to Lancaster. And, you know, that is it's in the desert. Actually, that is L.A. County and not San Bernardino County. So I assume the doctor was a little, you know, a little shaky there. How do I bring up this topic to these, you know, to call these doctors and that their labs are, because I don't want to pry in their privacy, but that where their labs are before I even have an actual appointment. You know what I mean? How do I bring that up?
Which lab did they send you to?
Right now, it doesn't matter. I don't have the paperwork. I basically, it was Dr. Aurora, or, you know, my primary on my record right now. And that's local here in town. I had the first scheduled appointment. He didn't come into the room. Actually, he had to deal with a nurse person. You know, the fact that this, you know, carried on for a half hour or so. And I could tell that there was a conversation that was happening, that the doctor was just in the other room. He was not actually off premises or anything, and there was no reason for this kind of misalignment that I never saw the doctor. So I think he had some sort of problem with me from the beginning. I don't know what it was. So whatever it is, I'm changing my primary. I want to have a smooth, natural progression, you know, even with the pandemic and all, you know, the different things, of what I should expect on my first appointment. I can't afford to have another setup that I have with health care. I need to have my specialized care for my HIV and my medicine.
Okay, so for the contracted lab is LabCorp. So you can go to any LabCorp that is near you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's the contracted lab with your network. Okay. You can go.
Okay, I understand. I don't think I have that set up. The fact that this is the only thing that becomes a benefit is that as of June, I have now transferred my group to you guys. So I can go to any LabCorp because of your group, not because of the doctor, right? Is that what you just said?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
All right. That makes perfect sense. Okay. So I don't have that problem. Where is the LabCorp local to me right now?
So if you go online, if you go to LabCorp.com, because
okay,
they have many, many locations. If you go to LabCorp.com, you punch in your zip code, it'll show you all the locations around your area, and then you can also make an appointment. That way you don't have to wait.
And I'm going to do this right now with you. I trust that what you're telling me is true. LabCorp.com. I don't think you can see me. I just want to see it on the screen before we actually leave the conversation. So LabCorp is locate here. So I'm going to put my zip code 92405. What's it say? Select service. Routine lab work.
Is that what he ordered? Just routine blood work? Then you will just click on that and go.
Okay. And go. And
there's one less than 2 miles from you.
Let's see. Yes, it's at 399 East Highland. Thank you. I have the information I need to make a decision. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Is there anything else I may help you with?
Yes, just be safe and have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.